Russia accused U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday of carrying out strikes in Iraq and Syria to boost his image as the presidential election campaign is heating up, not in retaliation for a deadly attack on American soldiers. The United States began the airstrikes on Friday against dozens of targets linked to Iran-allied groups after three U.S. soldiers were killed in Jordan in an attack Washington blames on Iran-backed militias. Last week's wave of U.S. airstrikes in Iraq, aimed at pounding targets associated with almost 170 attacks by Iranian-backed militias on U.S. forces in the region, appears to be expanding the fissure between Washington and Baghdad. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has the latest.
The Pentagon rejected Iraqi allegations that those killed were with the Iraqi security forces.
As we conduct these strikes, we are very focused on Iranian-backed proxy groups.
Major General Pat Ryder.
We're striking terrorist groups that are supported by the IRGC.
Ryder says Baghdad is a valued ally, adding the U.S. is not planning for a long-term military campaign against the militias in Iraq and Syria. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Israeli helicopters and a tank were seen firing along the Gaza-Israel border on Monday as Israel pressed on with its offensive in some of the war's most intense combat. The Israeli military said on Monday its forces had killed dozens of Palestinian militants during fighting in northern, central, and southern Gaza over the last 24 hours. Palestinians described heavy combat in Gaza City, particularly its western areas close to the Mediterranean shore. This is VOA News.